Well, the government has slashed funding to critical Aboriginal drug and alcohol services across the country, and they chose Reconciliation Week to deliver the bad news. The services are understandably outraged by the decision and are knocking on the minister's door, hoping to change his mind. The Wire's Henry Wilson caught up with Scott Wilson, the director of Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council in South Australia.
Considering they rang us 2 weeks or the week before to sort of say, oh, good news that the rehab and the two day centres that we operate were getting funded for a further 2 years, and I said, well, that's great news, and then they said, that's all we can tell you, that's the email from the minister's office. There was no how much or anything like that, and they'd get back to us, and I thought, yep, fine. And then Thursday they rang me and sort of said, from PMC, and sort of said, we've got some news, you probably won't like it. I said, that's all right, I'm sitting down. And they said, oh, the minister's decided to only provide ADAC, the corporate body, with only funding until the 1st of January 2019. And I said, I beg your pardon? So basically what you're telling me is legally we can't offer staff a contract for more than what we're funded for. So if we're only funded for 6 months, all we'll be able to offer the staff at those other two places is a six-month contract.
And how much were the cuts?
Well, basically the funding that we get for the offers is $700,000. And so we write all the submissions, you know, we administer the grants, we do all of that, as well as a hell of a lot of other things, but that's basically what we do. We're talking $700,000. It's a bit schizophrenic because today I actually got a contract from the same group, PMC, for funding for NAIDOC Week. So the minister basically says that that's it. I rang the local Liberal member, Rowan Ramsey, which is where the rehab is. He's sort of saying, oh, look, don't worry, Scott, don't panic. You could still, and I said, well, no, you might not seem to get it, but legally we can't operate without funding.
And what programs will you need to cut?
Well, if we don't get the funding, we won't be running any programs.
Do you have any hopes of the cuts being reinstated?
Well, obviously, because it's interesting, because when they spoke to me, I said, oh, well, that's interesting. I said, because we're actually starting a national campaign this week on methamphetamine, and we already have near 50 radio stations already lined up across the country to do an interview on crystal meth or methamphetamine. I said, so I'm just giving you the heads up. We could sort of, you know, obviously weave in there the funding. I don't think they really thought about it that much, or probably thought that we wouldn't have an impact, but you know, I was on the David Spears show on Sunday. We had ABC News, TV News here on Sunday, Channel 9, Channel 7, Channel 10, SBS, NITV, people such as yourself. And so the minister would have been getting quite a lot of phone calls from a range of different media to ask why. He basically has said, the comments I've seen in the media saying was things like, he doesn't stand back from making tough decisions to make sure that service providers like Mr. Wilson are accountable. And therein lies a bit of an issue because I'm not a service provider, I'm the CEO, the service provider is ADAC. And one would have to question if he's saying that to make us accountable, on the flip side of that, you could sort of read that he's saying that we're unaccountable. Do you know what I mean? The local member said to me that, oh, no, he just wants to review the effectiveness of ADAC. And I'm thinking, well, we've been funded under PMC since you guys got elected. If you wanted to evaluate the effectiveness, you've had 3 to 4 years to do that to date. The local member's saying the same thing. Well, you could have continued funding us and then still did a review whilst we were receiving funding. We've sent him a letter asking him, again, we're sort of trying to be conciliatory, I suppose, by saying, well, look, we think it might be an oversight on behalf of government, but if you want to have a meeting face-to-face with us at any stage, we're prepared to come wherever you want to meet and have a discussion about, well, what's the problem and, you know, what can we do to sort of alleviate that if that's a problem, because like I said, if you don't know what the issue is, it makes it pretty difficult to sort of you know, try and come up with a solution, don't you think?
Scott Wilson, Director of the Aboriginal Drug and Alcohol Council in South Australia, speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.